It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
All right, so buckle up, Buttercup. It's going to be a long one. The U.S. Justice Department will reportedly file an antitrust lawsuit today to break up Live Nation and Ticketmaster. Whew, my pocketbook, thanks to you. Ticketmaster owns between 70% and 80% of the market for primary ticket sales in the U.S. During the 1980s, everyone aspired to join the Brat Pack, except the members themselves. Demi Moore, Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez, Ali Sheedy, and more are joining director Andrew McCarthy for the documentary Brats. Take a listen.
On June 10, 1985, New York Magazine published Hollywood's Brat Pack.
I just remember seeing that cover and thinking,
oh. From then on, my career and the career of everyone who was involved was branded to the Brat Pack.
I'm really sorry that article had to come out.
I've never talked to anybody about what that was like. So I thought it might be interesting to try and contact everyone who was in the Brat Pack.
Hey, Emilio Estevez. This is Andrew McCarthy calling you.
Hey, Ali.
Hey, Demi.
Hey, Molly. Let's call Rob.
Hello. Judd?
Interesting. It'll be streaming exclusively on Hulu starting June 13th. I know what I'm doing that day. First, there was the god-awful portrait of Prince Charles. Now there's one of Kate Middleton. I feel like someone's trolling them. Martin Scorsese helped direct his daughter Francesca's latest TikTok video.
We're movie lovers. Of course we have film posters all over our house.
Now do that again. Do it again. It has to have more, you know, you're proud of these posters. Have these posters.
We have film posters all over our house.
No, it's too big. Take that down a bit. Throw it in between.
It's a TikTok.
That's awesome. Speaking of dads, Elvis Presley's granddaughter, Riley Keough, won her court battle against the company that was going to auction off Graceland. A judge stopped the sale, and then the company withdrew all its claims during an 8-minute hearing in Memphis on Wednesday. Yeah, fraudulent documents. Lenny Kravitz revealed that beneath his confident facade, he grapples with insecurities.
You know, people look at you and think, oh, he's completely got it going on and he's confident in everything he does. To some degree, yes, but then we all have our insecurities. But sometimes I'm just not necessarily sure what it is that I'm doing. For some reason, I'm still that 16-year-old kid trying to get the record deal.
Oh my gosh, I've never related to Lenny Kravitz more. It's called imposter syndrome. Deadpool and Wolverine set a record for the most first day advance ticket sales for an R-rated movie. It sold over 200,000 tickets for an estimated $8 to $9 million. Netflix has renewed My Next Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman for a fifth season, and we'll see him interview Miley Cyrus and Charles Barkley. This is going to be awesome. And an apparent slip and fall accident while showering at a friend's home in Brussels, Belgium, has killed former Train bassist and founding member Charlie Collin. He was 58. He left Train back in 2003 due to substance abuse issues. That is so sad. And I got a dirt alert, y'all. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul shared with Entertainment Tonight what fans can expect from their upcoming fight. Take a listen.
Well, well, well. Yeah, look, he's the bull, I'm the matador. And it's that simple. Speed and timing beats power.
I already gave him his warning. Fight like your life depends on it, because it does.
Oh my goodness. Here's the thing. All right, it's going to be streamed on Netflix July 20th. Jake Paul does not know what's going to hit him very soon. Speaking of hitting, a sneak peek of the season 5 premiere of The Kardashians out today on Hulu. Kim Kardashian jets off to Paris Fashion Week and gets frustrated when she's reminded why Khloe decided to opt out of joining them on their overseas trip.
Yeah. Khloe is unbearable these days. Khloe's not coming. And honestly, she's just not feeling it. When you're not feeling it, there's nothing that could force you to come and have a good time. Like, you will just be miserable. I'm not in the mood to deal.
You know, it's really it's really funny to watch the Kardashians, because they say the quiet part out loud. And I try to avoid doing that. Just kidding. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except, I'm sorry.